Let's do this one quickly. We have things to get to.
Oh, I was getting pumped. You say I'm never pumped.
Well, you were doing a dance to the tune of the music.
Don't look.
Oh, no. What are you doing? Like, your boobs are almost out. What the hell, man? Don't do that in public.
I have a sports bra on. That's practically a bathing suit.
I don't need to see that. My future kids are inside me.
Oh, gosh.
Living in my
scrotum. Do you know how many people would live to be in your shoes?
I don't need to see that.
To see this?
Well, it's weird to me, man. Weird as hell to me.
They weren't all out. And plus, that
you
lady
got to, you know, speaking of jealousy of the other gender.
Yes.
You've been tweezing hair out of my ears and popping boils on my back. So let's not act like you're the only person
who's showing
good here.
Who's showing skin. That's right. You show your fair share.
Because you've been having it pretty sweet lately with all I've been giving you.
I get to see you in your masturbating shorts.
Yeah. Old wackies. Oh, the wackadoos.
Lucky me, ladies.
Mm-hmm. They're so great. Minimal staining.
Eye candy galore.
The inside's horrific.
This Greek Adonis.
The inside of those pants, you do not want to put a black light to those.
But it's nice because now it's like nothing can permeate through. You know what I mean? It's like the Iron Man suit.
Yeah, exactly. It's Kevlar.
Isn't that, well, it's Greek. That's what Greek sperm is, isn't it?
It's pretty potent. It's like an Elmer's. Not the liquid glue, but you remember it looked almost like a popsicle stick.
Yeah.
Stuck to the top of the roof of the bottle. That's what Greek sperm is. Yeah.
Mm,
very
delicious.
Thick.
Now I'm hungry.
Really?
I hope we're getting some meat. Want to talk about that?
There's so much food talk I could do. I'm really hungry because all they had in the vending machine was some crappy cashews.
They weren't bad.
They were salted to hell. Don't apologize for the machine.
But, I mean, for a dollar or whatever, I mean, it's not so bad.
If we're going by that, sure. I might have been whored way harder on cashews in a restaurant.
Then the lady at the front desk who's rationing water. I was like, I'm so thirsty. And I sucked in my cheeks and I went.
You gave her a fish face to indicate dehydration?
I was like, I'm so dehydrated. Can I have some water? I said to her. In a tiny voice, wasting away to an elephant.
I would have been like, there's a damn water fountain around the corner. Get off your ass, elephant.
She just looked at me and she went, oh. She went back and got me a glass of water.
Good Lord.
Oh, goodness.
Have you no shame, Frank.
And someone might have vandalized your entry to the station. So
what?
You might want to check that out.
What?
Mm.
What happened?
I don't know. You might have to check when you go to leave.
What did you do? Oh, what did you do to the front? I need to not get kicked out of this place. That's how I record the show.
I don't know.
What did you like prison it? Did you pull out your tampon and smear it there?
It's a surprise. Don't you like surprises?
No.
Like the surprise you said you tacked on to the last episode without my knowing?
I'm going to tack on the beginning of this one too. That's going to be our thing now. We're going to put the sound checks at the back end of the episode.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What did I do this time? I already forgot. It was 3 seconds ago.
It was 1 minute of material.
Oh, good.
You're safe.
I'm safe. That's good.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me is Allison Frank.
That's me.
As is typical nowadays.
Wow.
You've lasted a while.
Aren't you flattered?
We're going to have to get some Allison Frank t-shirts made.
Absolutely. Let's do that. Okay. We could put William on that. He's on the t-shirt committee. Yeah, he did
one. We made a committee now, eh?
I don't know. I posted a picture of me and the t-shirt that he made on Twitter.
Did it get him a bunch of followers? A lot of albums sold?
Well,
for his band Gray Sky Eternal,
he didn't retweet it. Had he probably would have gotten more. But at that time, I only had.
He didn't retweet that. He retweets everything. You must really be an insignificant little speck in his life.
I'll remind him about it. But at the time, I was new and I only had like 50 followers, so maybe it wasn't retweet.
Oh, you didn't count as a human being, though.
Probably not.
I know how that goes. Sorry, I was thinking we can do a segment on overpriced nuts, and that sounds like a horrible like play on words or something, but I really did pay $4 for cashews last night at a restaurant.
Why? I mean, what was I don't think I've ever been to a restaurant where you ordered nuts.
It was in DC. It was called
Not from the menu.
Yeah, exactly. There's a hobo out front. Not sure. Just holding them in his cupped
hobo
hands.
No, I mean, if you hit a Denny's, you know, at Bar Rush, anything can happen, so.
I could buy Denny's, literally the store outright, for $4. Don't talk about $4 only getting me cashews at Denny's.
I'm saying nuts.
If you pull out $4 at Denny's, they indicate what you don't want off the menu.
That's too funny.
You can buy 18 meals, but not this.
There was a lot of late nights I had. A good friend of mine, she actually worked the Bar Rush, and she gave us free food just to take up one of her tables, so it was one less drunk table. And so we would go there and get free milkshakes and everything else. Anything that we bought from the fryer, we had to pay for. But any of the, what do they call it, like side work that the servers prepared,
you're the second
free.
Person who knows that. Jerry explained that to me as well, my friend Jerry.
Yeah.
Apparently, any cold dish in a Denny's is made by your waiter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And anything hot
comes from
is made
cook.
In the back. Yeah. But it's like a synergy thing. Like if you get a chicken salad.
Yeah.
They just put in an order for a chicken breast,
yeah,
which they then cut up and put on the salad themselves.
And they do all the prep. So anything
that's
like
weird
that
as hell.
Was considered, she could do for free. So anything that she prepped didn't have to actually go in the order, you know. So I want a chocolate milkshake or anything else that they prepared themselves. But anything that came from the fryer or the cook.
So you didn't pay $4 for a little container of cashews then, like I did last night.
At a Denny's or somewhere?
It was Bar Pillar in D.C. or Bar Pilar, if we're getting rhymey. I don't know.
Do you have a voice for that?
No.
Bar Pilar.
Welcome to Bar Pilar, the restaurant of the future.
Now as Yogi Bear. Hey, boo-boo.
Don't make me do Yogi. Now I'm just thinking about how hungry I am. Thinking about how little I got for my money at Bar Pilar yesterday. Yeah. Makes me hungry.
That
instantly.
Was the Tony thing. You said you guys had a whole day of food fest, right?
My friend Tony.
Right.
We appreciate one
you
thing
You mean
in life.
Our friend.
Our friend Tony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of us appreciate one thing in life, above all else. Above sex, self-respect, any kind of financial achievement. And that's food.
Yeah.
Like good restaurant eats.
Yeah.
That is our thing. Yeah. Tony has literally taken
but
it upon
But you earn a
himself.
Good living. You should mention that. You do earn a decent living.
I'm not broke, and I have like no cost of living because I'm at
home. You have
home.
A bazillion dollars in the bank.
Yes.
Ladies, are you
I
listening?
Do have a crap ton of money in the bank.
No, there's,
I mean,
yes. And when he means a crap ton, he's not exaggerating. There is a good deal
I mean, it's
money.
Like $2 million, but it's...
It's up there for someone who's self-made, so...
I could be like the evil sheriff who runs a small town if I went to a small town. I could be Boss Hogg.
I want to be.
I could be the villain from Roadhouse,
and I could be your Roscoe or Barney Fife.
I'm down. There are worse ways to go out of this world than inspiring fear and rednecks.
Oh my, that's good.
But we love restaurants, especially. There's something about getting cheap eats that are just killer. I don't know if that's your thing. Sure, you
it's
can.
It's not my thing.
Are you more of like, I'm paying $50, I'm getting some pageantry with this dish?
No, and I don't like that either. And I've actually been to restaurants where you go in and you pay $20 for two mushroom caps with a couple green dots.
That might have happened to me. We might be getting to that very shortly.
So I don't like that. And to me, like the flavor components of that mushroom cap.
Just makes you more angry that there isn't more of it.
Yeah, because we had to leave. We were on our way to a show, and we were actually hungry. So we had to swing through a drive-thru to Vita because we were hungry.
What is this drive-thru that's giving you like a plate
no.
with two mushroom caps?
No. I'm saying we went to this restaurant for the atmosphere and because it had a lot of buzz and it had a lot of write-ups and blah, blah, blah. And when we went in there, the atmosphere was terrible. There was all this... floral, like the walls were floral, the curtains were floral, the tablecloths were floral, and the way that it was set up, it was almost set up like you were eating with everyone else. There were all these tables, but it wasn't, you
I
didn't feel
that.
Like they were individualized. I mean, they weren't all joined.
Was it like a cafeteria table?
No, and it wasn't like that either. But
did you get to eat with the jocks?
No, but they did have, their claim to fame was having this outdoor patio, like a garden bar or whatever. And they'd always talked about that. But because we were all dolled up and things, we didn't sit outside. We said, we're going to dine in.
That's better than what popped into my head. When you said claim to fame, I instantly went, Jane Mansfield was decapitated out front.
No.
Okay.
But they did hire a musician, this guy.
I don't
playing.
Like any of
no,
what you
listen.
Described.
He was just standing, like, we were early. We were the early because we were going to a show afterwards.
What show, by the way? You just keep saying show.
It was like a theater production. So oh, okay. Maybe like Phantom of the Opera or something like that. And this guy just starts strumming the guitar because there's no other patrons, just me and my dates. And this guy
just...
How much
tension is inside you now? And you're like, I just want to relax and eat a damn meal.
Yeah. And then, you know, you got Michael, row your boat ashore. We're like,
Jesus Christ.
He's just like singing to us.
Oh my God.
We're like, oh my goodness.
I do not do the music at the table. I hate that.
Like, to me, I almost want to yell out, you know, John Denver or
yeah.
something.
It's like Freebird. You got to do that. And just hold up the the lighter. Be that kind of dick.
But I mean, it was just us in a corner table with this guy and his guitar, and it was very awkward. And it was overpriced, and the food wasn't even that good. So if you had a mushroom cap and it blew your mind, then you think, wow, that was $20 well spent. I could ignore that guitarist and the fact that there's hardly any food here. But it was not mind-blowing, and we had to leave and go get something fast food.
Sounds like you ate at Bar Pilar. Because that was my night down to having to go to a second venue to actually eat.
I mean, that's horrible.
You yeah. walk in, and it's weird because as much as I talk about DC,
yeah,
and I guess I'd consider myself DC more than any other city.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I exist 20 miles outside of DC.
Right.
I'm in DC all the time for work.
Yeah.
But that's not the same as like going to frequenting its nightlife.
No, when you live in the city and you can just metro stop or walk a block
yeah.
or, you know what I mean? So after work, you know, you don't have to, like here, you kind of got to gear up and deal with traffic to actually go in and out of the city. But when you're
during
there,
any real hour,
you
yeah.
can just hop on your legs or your bike and you're somewhere.
And if I am yeah. eating during my work day, it's like, let me see what pizza doesn't absorb the WD-40 off my calloused workman hands into yeah. the crust. So it tastes okay as I eat it.
Yeah.
Taking my 5-minute piss break
yeah.
as I toil.
Your brother does a lot of that too, but he's actually found a couple of gems.
Will's found a lot.
Yeah.
Will does it right. He knows a lot of places on the
yeah.
road.
And actually now he's actually trying some other places, some other stuff, and he's kind of branching out a little
bit.
Oh,
really?
Yes. Mm. Ooh, who's this?
Ooh, this is the new character. This is Bemused yeah. Man.
Oh, I was doing like Henny Penny or something from Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh.
His lady friend.
You sound like the Always Sunny where Dennis and Mac play dandies. And they're like, Miss.
Yes, that's how she does. I forgot her name. You know the one, the goose with the blue, and she's old maid.
Yeah,
she wants to get married.
I've seen all those a yeah. thousand times, so I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
So we walk in.
Nuts.
There's actual hipsters, by okay. the way. First of all, that's
oh
what
beards
blows
and flannel.
Me. Yeah.
So you hung out with some lumberjacks.
Well, there's like it's a uniform, and then there's the weird facial hair. There's uh-huh. the guy who. Looks like he fought for the Confederacy
oh,
walking
yeah.
down the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes eye contact with me for like a brief second.
Yeah.
Where I'm somehow able to convey, just look at yourself, man.
With he
my
was
eyes.
Like a Wyatt Earp with one of those floppy knit hats.
Oh, absolutely. He needed the tin star on his chest. He really, that was it. Yeah. And just in that split second, he knew like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought this would get me laid. It's not. And he just keeps walking. We break gaze. So we walk in, and mm-hmm. the waitress seats us, yada, yada. She lets slip the first thing that kind of gives me pause. She's like,
you're going to pay
out
the notes
for everything
on
the menu, because there's like a meat section and a vegetable section and a fish section. She's like, out of everything on the menu,
mm-hmm.
these two items right here, those are kind of the only meal-sized things. Now, I hear meal-sized. I see items on a menu. Everything's a meal.
No.
If something says, this is our fried chicken dish,
yeah,
that should be a meal's
yeah,
worth of fried
chicken.
Yeah, but
if it says jalapeno poppers or if it says, you know, tomato plates or, you know.
We got so many of these little things, Allison.
But it was not a tapas place. It was just some weird hipster place.
It was tapas without tapas. It was
a bowl of nuts.
Non-tapas food, but tapas. Yeah. So we look at the menu, and for $7, there's like a cream-covered little roasted potatoes thing.
Wow, sounds fabulous.
For $7, what a deal. Holy ass.
You're like, the whole thing. Could you cut this in half?
Yeah, we ordered that thinking the entire table's appetizer has been taken care of. What yokels we are coming into the big city. Like, I've had this at the TGI Fridays. It feeds us all.
So, oh, pardon me. Can I have my beverage in a thimble? I don't want to.
At the last moment, I go, let's toss on this. There's a nice grated mozzarella on top of a tomato on top of a bread.
Mm.
Sounds lovely, right? I think that was a $10 production. I'm like, let's just throw that in. It's Friday. Let's go nuts, man.
Living large.
Yeah, let's all get fat here. She comes back. I ask you not. There's maybe 8 to 12 little potato chunks. I mean, you know those little baby potatoes that looks like they weren't raised in sand, but in cement? Like they're the densest potatoes known to man? It's like 3 of those have been quartered.
Wow.
So all of us look down at that.
Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, I am getting
stuffed.
It's
like, yeah, the starving cartoon character, and he's got one bean that he's cutting so thin it's transparent. They bring out the tomato on bread.
Yeah.
This isn't like a half loaf covered in tomatoes. This is like a piece of an Italian bread.
Yeah.
Cut maybe a half inch thick.
Yeah.
With one tomato on it.
Oh my. Not good.
We're down $20 at this point, more or less. So to stem the bleeding, to staunch the bleeding, I just say, screw it, toss these $4 cashews on top. Maybe we'll get a lot of cashews at least. Maybe it'll be like a bar bowl of nuts for us.
Mm-mm.
They come out.
In a walnut shell.
These $4 cashews, while good, for $4 they better be. It's a cup I could have filled with a urine sample.
Oh, yeah.
It was an insult.
Yeah.
So then comes the entrees.
Uh-huh.
My two buddies, Rich and Tony, they got...
Why did you bring them there? I mean, this is not that kind of place anyway.
No, it was Tony's idea.
Oh, because it was on his list.
On the list, yeah. Exactly. The master food list of places we must eat before we are to join the earth again.
Mm.
He gets, and Rich gets, lard fried chicken.
Ugh.
Which, really, how are you going to botch that? And they come out for $14. You get 2 pieces of chicken.
Like thighs or a breast? Or
a breast and a thigh. Yeah. Not huge, but not bad.
Yeah.
With 8 to 10 little pickled vegetables on the side.
Seriously?
And by 8 to 10, I mean like 4 of them are cucumber slices, 2 of them are little slivers of potato, and then 2 carrots. Those are your 8 items. I order scallops for $12.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm doing the pescatarian thing right now. Yeah. I can't eat this lard fried chicken, which how much better could that sound? It's fried chicken in lard.
Mm-hmm.
I go, scallops for $12 sounds appetizing.
Okay.
They're going to have, they're roasted.
Yeah.
They come with a fiery relish on them, a corn relish at that.
Okay.
How many scallops did my $12 buy me, Allison?
I don't know.
There's the pop quiz.
Well, it depends. I actually went to this place in D.C. I think it's called like La Tomate or something like
La
that.
La Tomate.
It's been like a zillion years ago, but... myself and a couple of the nurses from work, we actually stayed at the Sheraton there for a conference, and it wasn't far from where we stayed. I think that's now a Hilton because it's not too far from the zoo, I think. Anyways, regardless. But we went there, and I actually got, I think I ordered scallops there, and they were broiled. I think I got 5.
For how much?
I don't remember the price, but they were ginormous and wicked delicious. So,
all right. Going back to me?
Yeah.
Normal scallop. I'm indicating what? The size of a 50-cent piece?
Well, that
and about an inch thick?
Actually, if you get them, if you've ever gotten something like that.
I've gotten giant ones that are the size of a fist. Those are the good ones.
I mean, I've gotten, these ones were probably like a 50-cent piece or something. They were absolutely delicious. And I was full. But this actually, like if you go to somewhere like a Red Lobster or something, they are like the size of not even a dime. Like, what are those?
They it looks almost like a look baby like, lost his thumb in a blender.
Yeah, or they look like baby potatoes. You're like, oh, you put some hash browns here. Oh, no, those are my scallops. Oh,
yeah.
That's why I don't eat here.
All right. How many scallops, 50 cent scallops, did I get for $12 on my plate?
Maybe two, three.
Go back.
Two.
We have a winner.
You should have went to Lots and Lots. Is it still around?
Oh, they have a piano. Another $80 on nothingness.
I don't know. This was delicious. So, I actually liked the atmosphere. They had a pianist. I don't know.
I get this in hand. And I just shoot a look at Tony where he starts laughing hysterically. And we're all trying to hold it in to not insult the servers. I don't know if they really
care. I would have just bust out right then.
But we're all just like, what the F?
Yeah.
So I try. At first, I go for comedy. And I'm just cutting the smallest pieces off it because I want my two scallops to outlast their chicken meals. Because I think that would be hilarious. Like them done and me going, slow down, boys. I got to make this one count.
Yeah.
I crush them in 2 minutes. They're scallops. What do you want? I cut them into four, you know, quarters. It's still nothing.
Yeah.
With a little pile of corn in between them.
Yeah.
It was horrific.
Yeah. But at least you guys held it together. I actually, when I went to this place, Lots and Mott, I actually went with one of the nurses. She's a very, very good nurse and she's very bright, but she's very country. And when we went to a nice restaurant the time before and she looked at the dessert menu, she said, y'all got Twinkies?
Wow.
And she wasn't kidding. So when we went to this very nice restaurant, well, it was nice then. Who knows? It could be trash.
Probably
or not.
A crack den now.
If maybe it doesn't exist. I mean, this has been a long time ago. But anyhow, she ordered the soup du jour, but she said the soup du jour Geronimo. That's what she ordered.
Why am I forgetting the Dumb and Dumber soup du jour line now?
And then when it came, she said, y'all got crackers?
Oh. No, well, I felt like that. That's what I felt like. I was like, am I such an ass that I expected, I don't know, six scallops maybe?
Five is good.
Precious $2 scallops?
When I was in St. Thomas, those were some of the best scallops.
Well,
that was the scallops.
They wipe their asses with conch meat.
No, but everything's imported there. There's like nothing from there. Like everything comes from somewhere else there. And it's pretty like... not good. It's like ghetto, exactly. I mean, it wasn't my best vacation, but that particular restaurant was superb and it was not very expensive. I think my entire meal there was probably like right around the $20 range or something, but this filet just melted these scallops. And you ordered it, everything was to order. So if you wanted 6.5 ounce filet, or if you wanted a 7 ounce filet, 8 or 8.25, like everything was made to order. So I ordered 5 scallops and a 4 ounce filet, and it was divine. Absolutely divine. You should order them in St. Thomas. Next time you want scallops, go to St. Thomas.
I'll keep it in mind. I had to hoof it over to some Jewish deli a couple miles away. I ate a sandwich called the Israeli. I'm not kidding.
And did you tell them you were going to marry a full-blown Jew?
Yes.
Give me a discount.
But only if I get the room. Yeah, it was like pickled beets, bean sprouts, and hummus on rye.
Oh, that sounds good.
For $8, it hit the spot. It was actual food.
Yeah.
And my friends got bread pudding with caramel salted ice cream. Rock salt caramel ice cream on top of a bread pudding.
The salted caramel is good.
See, we were all supposed to share that dessert together, but I was behind a meal. So then I had to eat the meal... at this place known only for the dessert.
So what did you get, a cone at McDonald's on the way home?
No, I'm still in the dessert hole. Still deserve a little something.
Oh my. Yeah, that's bad. I mean, I don't really like, I actually, when I go to eat, I do like if you can find good cheap eats, like from a food cart or a food vendor or some of these things in New York City. I guess DC has a lot of food vendor stuff too.
Absolutely.
But I'm not really familiar with them. I have been to some pretty small places. There's an Ethiopian restaurant that I went to that was just delicious. It's a tiny little place in DC and it was very good. I've had some good Mexican there. But to me, it's kind of about atmosphere. I do like a nice atmosphere and it doesn't have to be a $1 million meal. But I mean, this with the walls pasted in a floral pattern where you just felt like you were just wrapped in your grandmother's shower curtain. This was just, or the Von Trapp's dresses from the curtains. You're like, wow, I just want to throw up here. This is horrible. Oh, wait, he's going to play the guitar? Some John Denver? What's this? Some old, what do you call them? I don't know, old folk songs?
Can we just go and eat now? Like, no. I'm hungry from talking about this.
The nuts actually did me good.
Really?
Yeah, that was good.
The nuts, the little bag. It was 160 calories in cashews, which if anyone's ever looked at the calories on a cashew, it's like 4 cashews. And you took half of them from me.
I didn't.
Do you feel guilty now that you know what I've been through as a person?
No, because you eat well, so you're fine.
But I'm dying.
We're all dying. We're all dying. Every one of us.
Don't get flip with me. Shall we do your segment?
Sure.
I want to do your segment.
Yeah, let's do my segment.
All right. You're helming it. I'm too hungry to focus now. Someone stole all my food. And I walked in here hungry because yesterday everything went wrong.
So do you want the question first or do you want the backstory first?
I want the question, then the backstory.
Okay.
So, but I reserve the right to change that anytime.
So here's the question. The question is...
And you've been asking me this a lot. And
I didn't ask you this a lot. I asked you once the other day, which you kind of dismissed it. And then today you gave it a little bit of thought.
Well, yeah, because today it was, hey, Allison, we need show topics. As I'm talking to you from the bathroom with the door open as I urinate.
Yes. So the question is, are there things that you're willing to do with a one-night stand or an F-buddy that you won't risk suggesting to someone that you're in a relationship with? So.
All right. So everyone, again, repeat that, Allison.
Are there things that you're willing to do with a one-night stand or an F-buddy that
you're... Someone where it's just purely sexual.
Right, that you're not willing to risk suggesting to someone that you're in a relationship with.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
It is.
So the backstory is that I had dated this guy. We just went out on some dates, and we were more like pals, and we just hung out.
You were F-buddies.
No, we were not F-buddies. We did not scrump, but he is very open, and he dated a lot, and he's very fun, and he's fit. I showed you his photo, and you want me to show you again to refresh your memory? Okay. Anyhow.
Out of all the dream boats you show me, I can't keep track. So who's this one?
All of the dream boats. Anyhow, he is handsome and he is fit. He is not a prude. Let's see here if I find a photo.
Come on.
I'm working on
my it. My eyes await this glorious vision. Who is the stud muffin?
Right here.
All right, I'm looking. Well, first of all, he has two kids with him. So pedophile?
Yeah. No, he has 3 children. Here, let me show you.
All right. So I'm looking. You know what?
Yeah.
He looks a little alpha still.
Yeah.
Little gray. Or
well, he's older. I mean, he's
a metaphorical gray.
He's, I believe he's 41, 42.
Like in Braveheart, he would be the dad, the tough dad who laughed at his son when his son was like gutted and they're trying to sew him up. He's like, stop being a puss, boy. That kind of stuff. That's what he looks like.
Yeah. So he and I have remained friends, but since then he's moved to
Your intimate times.
Whatever. We did work out together. We did go to the gym.
I see.
Did some training and stuff. I mean, he does stuff, I think, with networks.
You did several sets of up and downs with him.
Gross. You're nasty. But he is a handsome man. Regardless, he has since moved
He's not bad. I'm trying to... He looks muscular. Like, he could have been on the football team 25 years ago.
Yeah, but he's
And he's kind of held it together.
Yes.
I'm not saying that to clown on the guy. He's not a bad-looking dude. Yeah. He's just... He isn't Ryan Gosling.
No, because he's older. So he's more in the Clooney range or something, because he's going to be 50. So
really?
That's him and his daughter.
I mean, just because you know him, I'd do the daughter.
Give me that. Give me my phone.
All right.
That's nice.
He kind of has a big head.
But he's got a square jaw and a cleft in his chin. So those
He looks like Harry from Harry and the Hendersons, like the head in relation to the body size.
That
it's
is
a big head.
It isn't. Because he has a big chest. Jaw. I mean, you can't see him with his shirt there. And plus, he's got half his hand around
it. His head is like a cheerleader's torso. That's what it looks like.
It doesn't. Okay, so we start talking. We're shooting the breeze. Now, he's moved to Atlanta, and he has a girlfriend. And he's had this girlfriend for about a year and a half. He says, you know, he loves her and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. All those other lies.
Yeah. No, I think he really does dig her for whatever. But somehow we were chit-chatting the other day, and we got onto the subject of sexual fantasies, right?
And how could that happen?
Well, that's just the nature of me because, again, we talked about this the last episode, that I'm just so friendly and open. This people
that it gets to sex.
Well, I mean, sometimes it does.
I mean, I have times when I'm just chit-chatting with people and I guess with sex.
Me.
I call it sexting.
No. If you and I, we talk about sex quite a bit. But
yeah,
we
but
are
I always
not
get the
intimate.
Feel you talk about sex with these people to them. Like, they're just like, I want to pound you out so bad,
no.
Frank.
It wasn't that kind of conversation.
All right.
Although I do think that he would pound me out.
I want to hit you so hard that I'm going to knock that loose tooth out of your mouth. Oh, wait. Oh,
anyhow.
Can we get people to donate to have your tooth put back in? Because that was getting real.
Yes,
Allison
we can do that.
Did lose a tooth.
I did.
She showed me in the break room.
I did lose a tooth.
It was a horrific black stump in her mouth.
So anyhow, so we get on the subject of sexual fantasies, and he shares some of these fantasies that he has. And so my question to him was, hey, have you done that? Or
but
do
tell
you
me the fantasies.
I will. But oh. I said, you know, have you done these things or do you plan to do them with your girlfriend? And he said, no, I sure haven't. And I said, why? And he said, my girlfriend and I are more into lovemaking and cuddling and holding one another. And he's saying,
this is a man right now, I'm putting it out there, who's setting himself up for a lifetime of infidelity. Also,
yeah.
Why is the music from the end of Ocean's 11 playing or whatever the hell that is?
No, it really sounds like a theater production.
It's
like
blasting. What
like
the
someone
hell
just
was that?
Cued the orchestra or something. Yeah.
Jesus. Continue.
So I said, you know, are you going to do any of these with your girlfriend? And he said, no, I sure haven't. And I said, well, why not? And he said, well, because we're more into lovemaking and cuddling and holding one another, and we just don't do that. And I was like, well, won't you suggest it? And he said, no, I just won't. And the things that he said seemed kind of vanilla. I mean, these weren't like disrespectful.
So these are the fantasies that he thought he could not bring up with his girlfriend.
Right. And they were, one of them was taking photos or doing a video during a sexual situation. Holy smokes. Seriously? That
All
is.
All right. We're going to pause.
Okay.
Just because I like being a dick around the station.
Holy smokes.
And telling off whoever the hell is doing this.
Okay.
I win. I thought I wasn't going to find out who was making all the damn noise, but
you
I
fought
dared.
The law and
I
the law
told
won.
Told him to shut up and it was sweet.
You
so
were the law.
So satisfying.
Yeah. So the other fantasy that he had, so there's
fantasy number one is recording sex, which to me is
or sex bits or taking photos during sex or a sexual situation, those kinds of things.
I like how you just specify all of that. He just wants to get pictures of her naked with him naked. Is that the gist?
Yes.
Did I noodle it out? Okay.
Well, not with her, because he isn't willing to suggest these to his girlfriend. These are fantasies
so
that
vanilla.
He would like to.
So vanilla. Go on.
Right. And the other one that he said that he would like to do is to be in a cab and have this woman, a woman, whatever, like in a sundress and to finger her in the back of a cab. Yeah. And
what is this guy, 12?
Well,
I
mean, he's just
finger pop. That's
well,
it.
He's just saying, you know, you're in public. There is, you know, you have an audience in a sense, and you know,
poor cab drivers, what they have to put up with, really.
And so those are the big ones.
So some
I guess.
Finger banging in public,
yeah,
and taped sex.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
But here's my
man.
Thing. The thing is that this gentleman is not a prude, and he's not some kind
I
of
would
sheep.
Think he is.
No, I think that he just has a fear of, you know, pushing someone that, for whatever reason he's attached to, pushing her away by suggesting something that he thinks that she won't like, you know?
Who
but,
wouldn't? Like,
but,
roll with that after a year
but,
and
you know,
a half.
I talked to someone today and he
it's
says...
It's not like I want to see you get nailed by a really hung black dude type stuff. I mean, what
well,
the
that's
hell?
What I'm saying. When I asked this question to other people, I was saying, you know, are there things that you're willing to do with someone that maybe you don't plan on seeing again or you don't plan on having a relationship with that you wouldn't suggest doing with someone that you're in a relationship with, whether it's your wife or your girlfriend. And a lot of people said, oh, heck yeah. Like, there's a lot of things that I won't tell my girlfriend that I'd live to do with someone else or that I have done with someone else, but I won't tell her because I know that she's not into it or that she won't do it. There's a couple sexual deviants that I know, and the one sexual deviant, he was like, right up front, I definitely not tell my girlfriend XYZ.
What were the XYZ?
Oh my gosh, this guy is like a freak to the stars. I mean, he's a rocker.
So bring it out. What is it? You can't just say XYZ. People want to hear things. What were the things he thought crossed the line with a significant other that he'd do with some slore?
He didn't give me specifics, but I know from talking to this guy the things that he has done and will do. Like, it's just like, like way out there. And he sent me photos. I've gotten videos. Did I show you the video?
No.
Oh, my. I think I sent it to another friend of mine. And they were like, whoa.
Oh, drats. I missed out.
It's, I mean, something else. I mean, he's definitely recorded some sex. This guy has.
Oh, no.
I mean, he is just, but he's got stage presence. He does perform. He has a regular job, too, but he is a rocker. I believe he's like 40.
Just like the way I work, but I'm actually a comedic force and DJ.
I mean, this guy gets a lot of tail. I mean, he can just kind of
like
call
Go
it.
On.
And he is very well endowed also.
Looking in the mirror, continue.
So I think if he doesn't get him with a charm, he could just get him with that
just
baby's
arm. Put it
on
the table.
Yeah.
Like a rolling pin.
So I asked him about it, and he was like, and he's had a girlfriend. He just recently broke up with his girlfriend with good reason, I think, because he's catching a lot of snatch even when he had his girlfriend. But there were a lot of things that he would not.
A little sniz for him.
Whatever. And then the other sexual deviant that I spoke to, who you said was very handsome, and he gets a lot of...
Way to make me sound quite the man.
Well, I asked you, and I was like, hey, is this guy... And you said, well, no wonder he gets a lot of tail. He's very handsome.
Oh, okay, sure.
So, anyhow, he is,
I hope I used that word three
times.
The
rocker dude, the sexual deviant, he would like to have a girlfriend. And I kind of doubt whether he would ever be faithful to a girlfriend, but he's one of those ones that likes to have, you know... The girlfriend. I think he likes her there for, I don't know.
Girlfriends are great. It's just you want to sleep with other women too.
Yeah, I guess for
I
the
wish
new
they could understand
that.
The one flaw of the girlfriend.
But the other guy, he isn't. He doesn't believe that women or men and women are designed to be with one partner. So he's, you know, he's just out there and he lets everybody know that, hey, and he gets a lot of chicks.
Do we get his specific fantasies?
He said, no, there's nothing that he wouldn't do with, even if he had a long-term relationship or someone that he was going to see again, there's nothing he would do with a one-night stand that he would not. He's pretty open sexually and would just put it all out there. So there's like three types. There's definitely the people who said, there's things in my head that I would like to do and I would not share them with my partner. I'm just keeping them in my book and maybe I'll do them with other people, you know, even if I had a girlfriend or whatever. And then there's the people like the other sexual deviant who says, hey, I'm the same here as I am with everybody. So if I'm doing this with a one night stand, then I'm doing it with someone that I want to see on a regular basis because I'm pretty open about my, you know, sexual wants, needs, likes and dislikes, blah, blah, blah. And then there are the people who are seemingly grounded, you know, who say, you know what, it's actually just the opposite for me. I think if I'm in a long-term relationship and I'm with someone, then I've established trust and I'm more apt to try something
new. To discuss
new.
This person.
No, not to discuss them, but to... you know, be open and share and try new things and that kind of thing because there's trust there. So if there's, you know, something that's kind of out of the box, then I would be willing to share it with this person. So the one thing that got me kind of my wheels turning on this subject was I started thinking of this from the girlfriend's perspective of the initial guy who's saying, hey, I have these things that I would like to do, but I'm not willing to suggest them to my girlfriend. It's just not going to happen. I don't think it's her thing, but he won't even suggest it, so he doesn't really even know. I mean, maybe he knows her by person, but again, without even saying it, you know, how does he really know?
Where do you fall on the spectrum? I mean, I know you're going to answer, well, I just don't have random sex, so I wouldn't know.
That sounds just like me. I don't. It's a Venus flytrap.
Yeah. You're going to say you don't throw it around like a frisbee. I get it.
No, but my thing is that. So I started thinking about it from the girlfriend's perspective, and I started thinking, like, what if that was my boyfriend and he had these unfulfilled fantasies? I wouldn't want him to have those unfulfilled fantasies.
No, and that's even why more men cheat.
Right, but he's not even willing to discuss it with me. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, those things seem pretty vanilla and could be on the plate.
Those are the lamest fantasies ever.
But I can understand when people...
You might as well have been like, I wanted to touch your boobs.
With my bare hands.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. His lace gloves would be off.
But my thing is that I can understand. Gloves. Even your brother, he has said, you know, there are things that I would do with someone that I don't plan on ever seeing again that I would not do with someone that I considered I loved or that I wanted to be in a relationship with. And sometimes for people, those things are, I can understand when it's something that's degrading or disrespectful.
Scat play, two words.
Like scat play or bringing up anal or A to M or mm-hmm. poop and urine and all those kinds of things or jizzing in someone's eyes or whatever. Like those things are considered disrespectful.
Anaheim to Minnesota?
Yes, exactly.
It's just a road trip.
For some. And for other, it's torture. Like, that was where? Minnesota. And you want to, oh my. So, anyway. So, I can understand from those perspectives. Like, maybe you want to try that or do something with that. And you kind of, you know, regard that person as, you know, a cum dumpster or disposable or whatever.
That was graphic.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not a graphic
dropping
person.
Dropping the C-bombs here.
Anyhow, so I just thought from her, like I would, my feelings would be hurt. If he's willing to share something like that with someone that he dated, you know, 2 years ago, but he's not willing to share that with someone he says that he loves, you know, for fear of maybe pushing them away.
So you're
or whatever.
Saying you do everything, all inputs all the time. That's
no,
what
but here's
here.
My point. My point is I think it benefits a relationship both ways. I think if you have something like, hey, I'd like to touch your boobs, you know
without
what I mean?
The glove.
Without the glove. Or, you know, you want to have some fun in a cab, you share those things and perhaps that's on my plate. The other side of it is if you say, hey, I want you to wear pumps filled with my duty and I
Whoa.
Want you to, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Or, you know, get on a slip and slide.
I didn't know anyone else was into that.
You know.
I'm not alone. The world makes sense. There's another one of me.
A homemade slip and slide of my urine.
Jesus
but the thing is,
Christ.
But when you share those things, I can say, you know what? I'm not into your duty playground. But what that does is it opens him up to go and seek out that type of relationship. There are fantasies that I believe are just a fantasy, like robbing a bank or banging Claudia Schiffer or Cindy Crawford or whoever it is, Mila Kunis. You know, and they are just a fantasy. You think, hey, that bank teller, whatever. But you're never going to act on it, and you're okay with that compromise. That's not something that you want to do. But these are things that he wants to do, and he's willing to do them with someone else, and he's willing to cheat on his girlfriend to do that.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like he is.
They're so basic. They're so basic.
So, anyhow, so what are your thoughts on that? Are there things that you're willing to do, you know?
Well, I have an answer. I don't know if it hits on the head exactly what you want. In terms of actual sexual acts, there is nothing I'm into that I wouldn't share with a girlfriend. If anything, I get worse as time goes on.
Yeah.
I tend to get rougher and more dominant in bed. Because at first, you have to hold it back. Because there have been times where it's like the first time I'm banging a chick, I'm like choking her out or something. That can make people afraid.
It can. Unless you give them
especially
a warning.
Especially if you just met on the internet 20 minutes ago.
I don't know. Joel just picked up a chick in the bar and said, hey, I want to take you home and choke you. And she did. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So it works.
Her father must be so proud.
You can see her. I have photos of her, too.
Oh, really? Where does she dance?
She doesn't dance.
Oh.
When you see her, I mean, you could bang her. Do you want her number?
I bet I could if someone picked her up.
She's
from
a redhead. You have
like,
a thing
oh,
for redheads.
Oh, suddenly this got real.
Mm-hmm. And she does like to cook and bake as well. Yep. I had.
I do need to see this.
Yeah.
But
But she's annoying on Facebook. She really is.
Whatever. Just hide her feed. Unsubscribe. So getting back to what you said.
Yeah.
In terms of actual acts.
Yeah.
There is nothing I feel that I'm into that is that crazy that a chick would just be scared of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, once in a while, I like to knock at the back door. Let's not act like I invented that. My people might have, but I didn't individually. Once in a while, I want to pull out and do a little decorating on the face and or chest.
Oh, my.
Again, what is so crazy about that?
I don't want the ramen noodle hair.
I like dirty. I won't do the hair. I got it. Or the eyes.
Good.
Or the nostrils. I'm a sweetie.
You are darling.
Yeah, like dirty
ladies,
talk.
Are you listening?
But
he's got money, and he won't do it in your eyes or hair.
Not weird, dirty talk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to use your mouth as a toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing that I probably wouldn't do with a chick I've logged some time with.
Yeah.
And again, it's not because the act itself is so crazy, but I would not make a big thing about scoring a threesome. And that's just to keep the peace at home. It's not
That was one of the other ones for this guy, too.
Yeah. See, that one I understand. And that's totally not because a threesome's so damn crazy.
Yeah.
It's because when you demand the threesome, you have, according to some women's interpretation, said, you're not cutting the mustard. I need to lay someone else. And if you're with the kind of chick who's not going to take that sort of news well, who will interpret it in that manner, and you do like this woman, I can see just not bringing it up or cheating.
But
whatever.
Yeah. But I think with that dynamic, I think you're thinking of, so that's a compromise that you're willing to make. So that's a fantasy that you don't necessarily, you're willing to compromise that fantasy and leave it just a fantasy, you know? And that's fine. I think in a relationship, if you search for perfection and someone who just meets all of your ideals.
That's all I do, by the way. So what shoe is going to drop here with the rest of your statement?
That's ridiculous.
Okay. I knew something bad.
And it's why you're single.
I knew you would say, that's what people need to do from the tone in your voice.
I mean, that's ridiculous. And no one is perfect. But I think if you're willing to compromise those things, you know, and just leave them in your head and they can play it in your imagination, that's fine. But when they're things that you really are, you know, you really do want to act out, then I think you share those things and then you can just part as pals and you can say, hey, you can go find your polyamorous relationship somewhere else.
With your sex swings.
Yeah. And your, you know, pee-pee slip and slide and duty shoes.
Just this weird turlet sexuality with you.
Well, because I'm saying that's over the top. But I'm saying there are people who are in that boat. I mean, it's a smaller, I think when you cross those
smaller
lines.
Smaller urine-soaked boat. Deck covered in bathroom waste.
But what I'm saying is that, yeah, it's you know, you're in a smaller group, but
urine,
you're in a group.
Again.
You're in a group.
Stop that's saying it. You're just flinging it at me.
In a group or a class that's relatable and desirable to you and to your partner. You're both into duty pies. You can have your duty pie party. I'm not into duty pies, so I'm out of it.
Well, speaking of out of it and duty pies, this show's over. Allison, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
That was a great topic. One of these days, we'll bring in the callers again. I would have.
Well, we should have gotten some callers. I mean, I appreciate people's feedback. I
guess
mean,
they're
do
busy
you have
on Saturday. You know what? They can leave comments. They can tweet us.
Yeah, they should, because it's curious to me. I mean, I don't think that you should hide those things. One, it can heighten your relationship, and your girlfriend
the
could say.
The duty pies.
I mean, if she's into it. Or you can just break it off and find your duty pie fairy. Or, you know, you foster and bridge your fantasies with the person you say you love. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not me.
So if they want to tweet you about all the scat stuff they're into, because you're into that.
No duty shoes.
At Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N, Frank.
Yeah.
I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm into more normal things than that. So if you just want to DM me some smutty photos of your breasts, that's fine in this man's book.
Oh, gosh.
At Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, contains a new episode of this show, Papa's Basement.
Yeah.
Every Monday, every Thursday, 1 hour long thereabouts. A bunch of my writing is there, too. And if you can, be a deer, be a lamb.
Mm.
Look us up on whatever podcast app you might have. Papa's Basement on iTunes, and subscribe to us and rate us well.
Fabulous.
You don't have to download us that way, but just subscribe. That's it.
Woo woo.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Really smell like man. Cologne.
And this is me singing, I'm rapping now. This is me rapping to the
rapping
beat.
Rapping rap, rippity rapping rap.
Rapping over the beat of the music. And we're checking levels, and that sounds better. And Allison is dancing, and we're... Who's that mutant next door looking at us?
She's cute, I think. Obviously.
Nah, I think she's an older broad.
Oh, now it is. Whoa!
Yeah. Run back here to safety.
What happened to the blondie?
I don't know. All right, let's bang out the show.
Bang it, bang!